like some more coffee.
Sam!
Cute, huh? Just mother's weird sense of humor.
Good morning, slave.
And Dora, you're a one-woman invasion of privacy.
My daughter looks like a slave. I thought she might at least dress the part.
You had your little joke, bad as it was, so, do you mind? Thank you.
She never even knocks. All of a sudden, she's here, like the flu.
Watch it, Dunder.
Mother, dear, I know it seems perfectly natural for you to arrive like this, but I think in the future, we deserve a little warning.
Like a hurricane, or any other natural disaster. Show us a little courtesy and consideration.
Courtesy? Derwood, you could make a fortune giving rudeness lessons.
I try to be polite, but it isn't easy with you around here. Fortunately, I'm late for work. Excuse me.
Mother, you bring out a side of Darren that no one ever sees. He's really very courteous and considerate. Even chivalrous and gallant.
I am leaving.
Excuse me.
Courteous, chivalrous, a gallant, is he? Well, if he isn't now, he soon will be. With a root of hemlock and a sting of bee, I shall give him instant courtesy. To a fault. Root of hemlock. Stinger of bee. Give him super courtesy. Politeness, manner, gallantry.
Good morning, Frank. Huh? How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, Darren. I'm fine.
That's great. You look fine. Oh. Let me help you, Betty.
Oh, all right. Really? Right.
No. I'll do that, too. There you go.
Oh, you wanted the Adrian Sebastian file this morning.
Oh, that's too heavy for you, Betty. Let me see. While I'm at it, let me get your typewriter out for you.
Thanks.
Let me compliment you on the way you're doing your hair.
Why, thank you.
And that dress, just perfect on you.
Mr. Stevens, I think there's something you should know. I'm engaged to be married.
Wonderful. Who's the lucky fellow?
Hope I'm not interrupting anything important.
Not at all, Larry. Excuse us, Betty. Please? After you.
No. Go ahead.
Please.
You're very gallant.
Well,
have you and Miss Wilson been, lunching?
No.
I mean, before she got engaged.
Of course not.
It's those cool cats who fool you. We have Adrian Sebastian and her advertising manager coming in at 11. And they don't go visiting unless it means business. Big business.
I have two ways of approaching the account.
Well, let's make a good first impression.
Look for yourself. Here's the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
First, I tried a rock and sock 'em hard sell. It didn't seem to work.
They'll love it.
Then I tried something a lot more subtle, and I...
No. Stay with a hard sell. It's their bag.
Well, then, it is. Larry.
Hmm?
Have a chair. Ah, you might want to make some notes. Comfortable?
What is going on around here?
Larry, I don't understand why you're so suspicious. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is what's bugging you.
There's nothing bugging me.
You're even laughing off key. Darren, I've got radar. I get a ping when something's wrong.
You may need a new tube in your pinger.
This is a good pitch, Darren. I think I'll go to the privacy of my office and study it. Nothing you want to tell me?
No.
You don't want to talk about it. But in case you do, I'm always here. Yes?
Mrs. Sebastian and Mr. Trainer are here.
Send them right in. And, Miss Springer, tell Mr. Stevens. Oh, Mrs. Sebastian, this is a great honor.
How do you do, Mr. Tate?
Mr. Trainer, it's a pleasure to see you again.
How are you?
You know, I've been looking forward to this meeting. You know, after all, Adrian Sebastian is practically a household word. It's one of the truly great cosmetic firms.
May I join the festivities?
Oh, come in, Darren. Mrs. Sebastian, Mr. Trainer, may I present my associate, Darren Stevens.
Mrs. Sebastian, your own beauty is the best advertisement for your product.
You're hired.
And Mr. Trainer, great pleasure meeting you, sir.
All right, let's move this along, shall we?
Oh, fine. Darren?
Let me seat Mrs. Sebastian first.
Thank you.
I think you'll find that comfortable. The light won't be in your eyes.
You're very thoughtful, Mr. Stevens.
Oh.
Cigar?
Now just pitch the ideas. We're pressed for time.
Rush, rush, rush. That's why we have an ulcer-ridden society.
Darren, you're about to give me one.
I think Mr. Stevens has a very refreshing point of view.
Oh, so do I. I just don't want to inconvenience you with a delay. Darren?
We have two presentations. One, the old hard sell. The other emphasizes the grace, the charm, the feminine mystique that I always associate with the name Adrian Sebastian. You're selling a very intangible thing. Beauty. And our research tells us that the people of today are really turned on by beautiful things. So, what's beauty? A flower. A Renoir painting. A Chopin nocturne. A sunrise. With a surf coming up.
A sales chart with a line going up.
For heaven's sakes, Darren, this is a business conference, not a philosophy seminar.
I rather like it.
So do I.
I want a campaign that says you've got two choices. Use Adrian Sebastian products or be ugly.
Oh, Charlie, that is pretty crass.
Yes. Perhaps that is, shall we say, blunt.
It sells. And I make the decisions, right, Adrian?
Oh, yes.
When I think of it, perhaps sometimes the hard sell does hit the target.
So far, we've had nothing but interruptions and detours. I think you're trying to cover up a lousy campaign.
Not at all. Here, look at these.
I think you'd better call the office, Charlie, and tell them we're going to be a little late.
Yeah. I'll dial it for you while you look at the first piece of paper.
I'd rather do it myself.
It'd be my pleasure.
Darren, put down that phone.
Sorry, my apologies, Mr.
Darren, could I speak to you for a moment while I go over the ideas?
Certainly, Larry.
Excuse us.
Of course.
At you.
Go ahead.
No, please.
Just what are you trying to do?
Something wrong? You're perspiring.
Stop that. If you're not blowing your mind, you're sure blowing this meeting.
Harry, there are guests. I'm just trying to be considerate.
You're overdoing it. Will you just pitch that presentation?
I think she digs the soft sell.
But he makes the decisions.
But it's her company. I'll get the other presentation.
Darn.
Here, I'll do that for you, Miss Springer.
I can do it. It's just that it's so...
I know. It's a messy man's job.
Not knocked out by this, but it is hard sell, and that's what we want.
I'm not sure, Charlie. I think we should look at Mr. Stevens' second concept.
Well, maybe he can come up with a tough, hard sell with the warmth.
He has 10 seconds.
And it bothers me seeing a pretty girl like you getting her fingers dirty.
Very sweet.
There's still a lot of chivalry left in the world today, Miss Springer.
Thank you.
Darren!
Got it right here, Larry.
Tate, I've got a gut feeling that you and Sir Walter Raleigh here haven't got anything to interest us.
Really, Charlie, Mr. Stevens was only showing common courtesy.
Well, courtesy is a refuge of scoundrels and yes-men. I've got a feeling he's both. We're running late.
I think you're making a mistake. It was a pleasure meeting you. Both. Now that's a darn shame.
Losing several million in billing? Yeah. I guess you could call it that. A darn shame. Unless you want to call it a catastrophe.
Larry, you're perspiring again.
Knock off this blueprint routine. Flitting around the office like the good fairy. Did it ever occur to you that people want to dial their own phones? Even if it's just to give their fingers a little exercise?
Larry, I was merely treating our guests as courteously and as politely as I know.
And I've had all my courtesy bunk.
Darren, you've been working too hard. You too, Larry.
I want you to take a vacation. Get a little rest.
Larry, that's very considerate, but I don't...
No. I insist. Go away somewhere. See the Caribbean. See the islands. See a doctor.
A doctor?
To help straighten out your thinking. Unkink you.
Wait a minute.
It happens in the advertising business, and believe me, I understand. I know the pressures, the tensions, the frustrations, and then... Poof. So take a year. 2 years. 3 if you need it.
Larry, that's the most generous thing I've
Darren,
ever...
Darren, I didn't mean a vacation with pay. When your batteries are recharged and you're back in your old form again, come and see me and we'll talk things over.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling.
What are you doing home so early?
I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Oh, hey. Those are too heavy for you. Let me do that.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. Oh. How'd the meeting go?
Right out the window.
Now, I never realized all the work you do around here while I'm at the office.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, right out the window?
I wouldn't worry you for the world, but, would you sit down for a second?
Uh-oh.
Would you like something?
Hmm?
A
cup of coffee. A cold drink.
Yes, I'd like something. To know what's going on.
I know it's not polite to be this blunt, but... would you think I'm having a nervous breakdown?
Exactly what went wrong today? Precisely.
Well, frankly, Larry was acting a little odd today. He seemed to have this phobia about simple, ordinary, everyday courtesy. Now, what's wrong with the world today? Nobody seems to appreciate the niceties, the gallantry.
Courtesies. Well, don't you worry, sweetheart. I'm sure Larry's over it by now. You know how he is. Now, you just relax. I have some things to do in the kitchen.
May I help you?
No, please don't. As a favor to me.
Well, since you put it that way. Thank you.
Mother! Mother, you come here this minute! Tell your chivalrous husband that his courteous mother-in-law is regrettably unavailable. Oh, Mother, you are exasperating. Yes, you think that way. Oh! Larry, I think you're acting like a fool. Darren is your friend.
Not anymore. I fired him.
Oh, you are really beautiful.
Louise, he was acting very strangely.
By your standards, anyone who offers you a light or insists that you go out the door first is having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
Mrs. Sebastian, how nice to see you again.
Thank you. May I come in?
Please do. This is a very pleasant surprise.
I can only stay a moment, but I did want to talk to you, even though I shouldn't go over Mr. Traynor's head. You see, I was very impressed with you, Mr. Stevens.
Our advertising needs a fresh new look.
We also need a new advertising agency. How does this sound? The Darren Stevens Agency. You can start with my account, and if I do say so, that's a very good start.
Well, you're very flattering.
It's just good business for me. Now, I don't want to press you for a decision. I have a package to pick up, and I can stop by on my way home. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate.
May I walk you to your car?
Well, here goes. The good witch against the bad witch. Larry Tate, play it wise, admit you're wrong, apologize.
I merely got rid of a disloyal employee. And one of the most creative men I know, who is also a trusted friend. Why'd I say that? I'll phone him.
Not by phone, Larry Tate. Come yourself. Don't hesitate.
I think I better go right over and see him.
Mother, where have you been?
Samantha, surely you haven't forgotten that it does take a few minutes to get here from Bangkok, especially during the monsoon season.
You put a courtesy spell on Darren, didn't you?
Who?
Darren, my husband.
Oh, yes, him.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but he's one of the most forgettable people I know.
Well, never mind that. Just take it off him.
All right. The whole thing's getting boring anyway.
Disappear courtesy.
That's a counterspell?
Well, what do you expect on such short notice? Poetry?
Ta-ta, dear. You're a naughty witch.
Hello, Samantha. Darren? Surprised to see me?
Not really. Come in.
Well, I've been doing a lot of soul searching and I realize how wrong I was.
That's very considerate. Isn't it, sweetheart?
For Larry, yes.
Darren, I said a lot of things I shouldn't have. I was upset.
You were a little weird.
In any case, Darren, old friend, forgive me. I apologize.
In case you weren't listening, Larry just apologized.
I heard him.
Darren!
I'm just wondering how sincere the apology is.
Darren, I'm surprised at you.
He found out that Adrian Sebastian offered me the account personally.
How can you think such a thing?
I learned from the maestro.
Wait a minute. You mean she offered you the account? Hey, what an opportunity for both of us. Congratulations, Darren.
You mean you didn't know anything about this?
Of course not. My word of honor. My real word of honor.
Larry, forgive me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
We have more arrivals and departures than Kennedy International. Oh, Mrs. Sebastian. I'm Samantha Stevens. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Why, Mr. Tate, I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, I realized I'd fired the most talented man on my staff, and I came over to beg his forgiveness.
Rubbish. You men are all alike. I don't believe you really fired him. I think it was just a clever gimmick to get my account.
Mrs. Sebastian, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't have to make sense. Maybe I'm just a silly female, but I trust my intuition, and something is wrong here. I'm canceling my offer.
Well, that's your prerogative. However, here's the alternate concept. It's yours. No strings.
What Darren has in mind is that
it... Never mind. Thank you, no. I am not interested. I think I'd be foolish to refuse. Why did I say that? Well, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
Stevens and Tate, riot again!
Yeah, Tate and Stevens, riot again!
Let's say we open up a bottle of the old bubbly.
I'll drink to that.
It's funny the way things are working themselves out.
Funny? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's the end of the bottle, Dan.
But there'll never be an end to our friendship, Larry.
Never. Accounts may come and accounts may go. But true friendship goes on forever.
I think I have the cello part for this somewhere.
Ho, ho.
Ha, ha.
Hello. Oh, Mrs. Sebastian. Well, thank you very much. We would be delighted. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at your office. Thank you. How about that? She loved the second concept. She thought the ideas were inventive and fresh, and we've got the account.
I knew she'd like it.
Larry, you never even saw it.
Don't quibble about the details. I'm going home and celebrate all over again with...
Louise.
Be in my office at 9 o'clock, and fill me in on what that's all about. Night, Samuel.
Ah, well, what do you know?
We owe it all to Mother.
Then we owe it all to... What? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You see, sweetheart, she said...
I don't want to hear about it.
Well, Darren, she just thought that if you...
Sam, don't tell me.
You won't mind if I tell her.
What do you mean?
When she hears that she actually helped you, she won't sleep for a week. I'll build it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
She won't sleep for a month.